Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika وأصحابك يا نور الله. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, all praises is due to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Sahib al-Taj wal-Mi'raj wal-Buraq wal-Alam, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. As we begin our program in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the poet says so beautifully, Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sab ki sunta hai, Allahu, 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 Mawla, dil ka zang chhoda, qalbe nuri paaye jila, dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye kalma, haq la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to another episode of this amazing, fantastic and electrifying program called The Early Echo. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In today's program, we shall be discussing mercy. Whoever is not merciful will not be treated mercifully as well. It is going to be a brilliant topic befitting our society and the problems that we are facing in our communities globally, rather should I say, Alhamdulillah. Let us inshallah Azza wa Jal explore and dive into our topic of discussion for today. Let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Durood-e Pak, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade other than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. No shade on the day of judgment when the sun is above your heads, when the earth is transformed into copper. Rasooli Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be no shade on the day except other than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and three people will be taking shade under the arsh of Allah azza wa jal. Someone asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those three individuals? Rasooli Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who removes any trouble from amongst any of my ummati, any of my followers. If you had removed any difficulty from amongst the ummati of Rasooli Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three is the one who recites abundance of durood, salutations and salams upon me. These are those three individuals who shall be taking shade on that day when there will be no shade other than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will continue with the program just after this kalam. Stay tuned and locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا شان و شوکت کیا کہنا
تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا
سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
ہے سر پر تاج نبوت کا جوڑا ہے تن پہ کرامت کا ہے سر پر تاج نبوت کا جوڑا ہے تن پہ کرامت کا
سہرا ہے جبی پہ شفاعت کا سہرا ہے جبی پہ شفاعت کا امت پہ رحمت کیا کہنا
یا سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا
یا
ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
معراج ہوئی تا عرش گئے حق تم سے ملا تم حق سے ملے معراج ہوئی تا عرش گئے حق تم سے ملا تم حق سے ملے
سب راز فا اوحا دل پہ کھلے سب راز فا اوحا دل پہ کھلے یہ عزت و حشمت کیا کہنا
سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
حوروں نے کہا سبحان اللہ غلمان نے پکارا صلی علی حوروں نے کہا سبحان اللہ غلمان نے پکارا صلی علی
اور قدسی بولے الا اللہ اور قدسی بولے الا اللہ ہے عرش پہ دعوت کیا کہنا
یا سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا
یا
ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
ہر ذرہ تیرا دیوانہ ہے ہر دل میں تیرا کا شانہ ہے ہر ذرہ تیرا دیوانہ دل میں تیرا کا شانہ ہے
ہر شمع تیری پروانہ ہے ہر شمع تیری پروانہ ہے اے شمع ہدایت کیا کہنا
سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت کیا کہنا شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا
شہرت ہے جمیل اتنی تیری یہ سب ہے کرامت مرشد کی شہرت ہے جمیل اتنی تیری یہ سب ہے کرامت مرشد کی
کہتے ہیں تجھے مداح نبی کہتے ہیں تجھے مداح نبی سب اہل سنت کیا کہنا
سلطان جہاں محبوب خدا تیری شان و شوکت
کیا کہنا،
ہر شے پہ لکھا ہے نام تیرا، تیرے ذکر کی رفعت کیا کہنا،
یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ
یا حبیب اللہ۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، وی آر بیک الحمدللہ رب العالمین ود اندر ایپیسوڈ آف دس پروگرام کالڈ دی ارلی ایکو۔ ریمبر ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، ان صحیح البخاری والیوم نمبر 4، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز مینشن، من لا یرحم لا یرحم، whoever is not merciful will not be treated mercifully as well. This is actually the teachings of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in regards to being merciful. Subhanallah. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had focused on the outer appearance of a person as well as the inner self. From the outwards, how we should behave, apne zahir se hum kis tarah se behave kare, hamara kirdar kis tarah ka ho, zahir aur batini dono taur se. This is what Islam has focused on, not only to repair the appearance but rather to also beautify and enhance the beauty of the inner self, which is to say the soul and the heart. Alhamdulillah. Remember, merciful or being merciful is such a beautiful blessing, an attribute and quality, subhanallah, that dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, the opposite of being merciful is having or being mercilessness, not having mercy at all on anybody. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, through various ahadith, explained the implications and the impact of not showing mercy. Remember, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who is not considered among those who show mercy is not shown mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the summary of the teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the beauty of Islam, that it has guided its followers globally. Aside from teaching us the hukuk and the rights of others in from various aspects, subhanallah, Islam has also taught and guided its followers and taught the followers how to have mercy. Now remember, if one is not considered to be a person who has mercy, raham jiske andar na ho, then he will not be treated with mercy as well by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so important. The one who does not show mercy to people by doing good is not granted reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, the one who did not receive the mercy of belief, such as iman, whilst living in this world, will also not receive mercy in the hereafter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Now these are the implications of one's inner self. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not show mercy to the one who does not show mercy to himself by acting upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from sins. So mercy and raham is not bestowed and showered upon such a person who does not show mercy to himself by acting upon the commandments, by the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, the scholars have explained in regards to this hadith, Allahu Akbar, that the mercy ascribed to a person refers to charity, sadaqah, as well. And to other mercy refers to calamities. Because in one narration or one explanation, it has been mentioned that they will be that only the one who performs good actions will receive mercy in this dunya. Anyone who does good amal and good actions. This is the summary of another narration that shows how important it is for a person to make good amal, to show good actions in this dunya in order to receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. So yes, dear viewers on the Madani channel, remember, finally, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came as mercy unto mankind, rahmatul lil alameen, and he came as such a mercy. merciful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanallah, had instilled such amazing characteristics in the companions who directly learnt Islam from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Quran even praises them and says, ruhamau bainahum. Allahu Akbar. In the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jal has actually spoken about these tender-hearted amongst themselves, these tender-hearted companions amongst the Sahaba Ikram, who had a very soft heart. Beautiful and outstanding akhlaq from the inner self as well as from the appearance. These companions, you know, molded themselves according to the teachings of Islam. So here Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had instilled these amazing qualities. And dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is because of these qualities Islam had reached the four corners of the earth. Islam has not spread by the power of sword. Islam had not spread by fear and terror. Islam had spread through love, affection, muhabba, through mercy, through the mercy of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through the mercy of the companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. By being gentle, by being humble, subhanallah. We don't ever focus on these aspects of Islam. Today Islam has reached us through the blessings of Sahaba Ikram, through their efforts. For they have scattered throughout the globe, spreading the message of Islam through their amazing character. Allahu Akbar. When they did not retaliate to the people of Makkah, when they had inflicted such hard, you know, punishments and made they have demolished their human rights in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Throwing dirt on the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pelting him with stones, torturing him, setting thorns on his pathway, stopping the water, and doing and inflicting different types of problems on the companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in. Yet our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued to spread the message of Islam. So this is the way of Islam. Now remember, in a hadith, Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam explained his companions by saying, Allahu Akbar, you will certainly not be believers. You will certainly not be believers until you are merciful to another. Sahaba Ikram then said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one of us is merciful. Each one of us is merciful. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, being merciful to your friend is not intended here in what I'm saying. Rather, generally being merciful is intended. In general, ab chahe we show mercy to animals, we show mercy to mankind, we show mercy to everybody. This is what's intended by the mercy of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the midst of this program and we have much to say inshallah in regards to mercy. And our aim and objective is that by the end of today's program inshallah, kaash aisa ho ki hamari andar is tarah ki rahma jaye ki we should stop doing zulm on others. We should stop oppressing others out there, such as our parents, our siblings, our friends and relatives. In various ways we could do it without even knowing. And the implications of this injustice is that we will not be seen with mercy on the day of judgment. And this is very horrible. This is really scary, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, because we are here on this testing grounds, you know. Allah Azza wa Jal is testing us in our aqeedah, in our iman, in our faith, in our lives. As it is mentioned in Surah Mulk, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. So whose amal and whose actions are better amongst us? And actions is also from amongst being merciful. If your actions are good, it means you are merciful, because this is what mercy entails. This is what's mercy all about, subhanallah. Mercy is an attribute that leads one to financially aiding the poor. Raham ke wajah se, we extend our moral support to those who are poor. We assist them financially as well. Ye raham na ho to aadmi, raham na ho to aadmi aur insaan kis tarah se dusre insano ki madad karega. It is mercy that is such an amazing attribute that it leads one to assist those who are distressed, those who are pareshan hal. It is due to mercy, subhanallah, we assess them. Mercy is the attribute that impels one to refrain from every sin and guna or any other act that is haram and contrary to Islam. It is mercy, being merciful, that a person becomes soft-spoken from his kirdar, from his actions, he's humbled. He humbled himself despite having wealth, despite having rutbah and, you know, social status, should I say. Mercy humbles a person. Rahm makes a person kind, makes him beautiful, it makes him outstanding and unique amongst others. Rahm ke wajah se, inshallah azawajal, to beautify our program, I have been notified that we do have some callers, inshallah. Let us begin further, mashallah. Before we even take in calls, we do have Sheikh Zaid, mashallah, a very good scholar of Islam as well, mashallah. Our brother Asrar Adim and brother Khayyam Attari, mashallah, who's also watching this program, and many other brothers out there who are watching. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you. Okay, let's go in and take in the first caller. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Hasnain Aslam from Durban, South Africa. My question is, could you please elaborate more on the importance as well as the reward of being or showing more compassion and mercy towards one's parents and the elderly? Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, brother Hasnain from Durban. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Look, brother, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak has mentioned, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. So here in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about being compassionate, being kind, being humble towards one's parents. So either one of them have become old, or either if both have reached old age, O kilahuma, what should one do? Now here from your actions, you have to be merciful. As I mentioned before as well, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, that a person should not even utter the word uff when you are fed up, when you are tired, when a person is now given up, you know, when you get irritated, when a person is irritable, then he says such sentences and such words which may, you know, express some sort of disgust, some sort of showing that you're unhappy, you're unpleased, you're not good to do, and doing this to your parents would cause pain to them. So one should not do this to his parents. That is to say, he should be merciful towards them, even from his actions, and not utter the word oof. Likewise, there are many other ahadith that speaks about being gentle and kind towards one's parents. So you got to have sabr, especially as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala explained in regards to this verse, that when parents become old, usually the bones begin to brittle, it becomes old, becomes weak. They do not have strength in their bodies like they were young. And this is the routine and the cycle of life. Ki hum paida hote, when we are born, then we are young, we are active, we are strong. As we, you know, enter our youth, our young age, our teenage, then from there we enter our old age. So there are three parts of life. One is when you are born, then your youth, your teenage life, and then your old age. So in this phase of life, when you reach your old age, then generally what happens is that you do not have power in your body. So people out there who have old parents should have a lot of sabr and patience with them, considering the fact that when you were small, they have taken care of your needs. They have supported you in your moments, in your times, in your days when you could not speak and communicate. If parents out there ask one thing 10 times, 10 martaba jawab de unhe, unki khidmat mein hazir ho, unki baat ko samjhe, unki baat ko sune, gussa na kare, gussa ne dikhaye. Not even from your expressions, such as blowing your nostrils, blowing your cheeks, closing your fist, grinding your teeth, and showing them anger, showing them attitude from your actions will also be considered haram. If a person does this as well, he will be a sinner. That is to say that you will not also receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a cycle, you know, when you become old, this may happen to you as well. So I hope this have answered the question of our brother. Please let us go forward, inshallah, and take in more calls.
My name is Zahir Adam from Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, excellent topic of mercy. My question is to please elaborate or provide us with some examples of the lower forms of mercy, minor forms of mercy that we can show to, be to anybody, animals, humans, you know, anything, but lower forms that we can incorporate in daily life, you know, in simple day-to-day living. Jazakallah al-khair.
Mashallah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Zahir Adam, mashallah. Look, the lowest forms of mercy could be with a smile. Muskurana seekh le hum. Alhamdulillah. Learn to smile, and if only we could spread salam, make this arm as per hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one should spread salam. Spreading salam means spreading peace. This is also a form of mercy. Smiling is also a form of mercy. Being gentle, kind, and humble is also a sign of mercy. Assisting and helping people, moral support, jise hum kahe, this is the lowest parts of being merciful. You know, helping people out there, being gentle and kind with them. Charity is not only in the form of giving charity financially. Being charitable, being a person who donates, does not have to be only through money. Agar hamare paas paise na ho ki hum paiso se koi khidmat kar paaye, to kam se kam acche alfaz to kahein, acche aqwal to kahein, acche baatein to karein. This is another form of being charitable, that if you are unable to give somebody financially, maybe you can bless him with some kind words which will repay his broken heart. Kisi ka dil toota hai, to paise se na jode, balki usse acche alfaz se bhi jod sakte hain. Speak some kind words with him. So this is what we need in our society. If somebody comes for some good advice, we are unable to give advice, hum bhadakna shuru kar dete hain aur aag aur gussa barsana shuru kar dete hain. We become so angry with that person that we start firing on him from all sides. So people do not know where to go and seek advice. They are taking advice from the internet, they are taking advice from wrong companies and families. So be a person that can counsel, that can speak, that can hear. You have the abilities to digest, and this is when you become humble. From your actions, it is notified and noticed that this person is merciful person. He has mercy in him, he has raham in him, he has understanding, gentleness in him. This is the qualities of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Despite being Allah's beloved and most exalted Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he had this beautiful quality whereas he could hear what Sahaba had to come and complain to him about anything, about any problem. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would, you know, he would listen and he would go for the aid. He would assist them and remove the difficulties. So this is from amongst the lower parts of being merciful. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us take the next caller, please.
I wish to ask the question of our esteemed host. Can Maulana please perhaps discuss or explain to us what behavior at the home front will constitute being not merciful towards the people at home? For example, what behavior by a parent towards his children, or what behavior by a husband towards his children's mother will be considered to be not merciful? And perhaps Maulana can also explain on the work front what type of behavior by an employer towards his employees will be described as non-merciful, not merciful behavior.
You know, as parents out there, shafqat, muhabbat, ye bahut important cheez hai, to show compassion and love to children. Zahir se baat hai, jab bade choto pe shafqat nahi karenge, to jo chote hain, wo bado ka adab bhi nahi karenge. Ye ek aam si cheez hai, something which is very, very common. Those who are senior and elders in the families, be it amongst your relatives and family members, as an adult in the family, one needs to show affection towards children. Jo chote hain na, un par shafqat kare. Oversee and overdo, or I would say, yeah, oversee their mistakes at times. That is called shafqat. Be humble and kind on them. Don't be so harsh and hard on them. Whilst you are an adult, you are senior, they are juniors, they are little minor children. So when you do this and you show them compassion, automatically you will receive respect and attention from them as well. Whereas they would adhere to whatever you say, they would respect whatever you command them to do. So len den ka mamla hai. It is like what you give in, you will also receive back what you expect from those children. If you are going to shout at them, beat them, hit them, torture them, you know, if they are thrown from one wall to the other wall, and for every action they are disciplined in this way here, so bajaye sudharne ke aur ho sakta muamla bigad jaye. Instead of rectifying and reforming themselves and reforming them, you would rather, you know, cause them to become even more harsh and hard, and they would become very stubborn. So is tarah ki cheezein, ye bhi aam si cheez hai ki hum community mein jab dekhte hain, when we see around us in society, we find many children who have become like that. Why? That's because of abuse. They would regard that as abuse, ki har baat pe hum maar khaya karte the apne ghar mein, dande khate hain, maar khate hain, koi baat hum keh nahi sakte hain, koi kuch kar nahi sakte hain. So look at the age, and according to the age, you should play with them, deal with them, inshallah. As bosses as well, Okay, on the other hand, as children, of course, I mentioned already, as children, what should our attitude be towards our parents? If they are like that in terms of their nature, strict and harsh and hard, then too, it does not give the rights to children. This does not mean that children should become, hooligans, or they should become very hard and harsh on their parents as well. On the other hand, if your parents are sickly, or if they are parents who are very, old school thought, like they have the old school within them, and they want things to be their way, not the other way around. So that should also be respected, but they should be compromised on either side. And, this is such an art to grow up children, subhanallah, that parents who do it in the right manner, in the right way, subhanallah, they see the fruits of this in terms of the children's akhlaq and characters being reformed and rectified, mashallah. They are the children who turn out to be beautiful children in terms of the akhlaq, adab, ethics, mannerism. All these things are outstanding and amazing. On the other hand, as employers, if you have employees under you, unse bhi shafqat ke saath muhabbat se baat karein. Ye nahi ki har baat pe dhamkiyan dein ki we will fire you, I will get rid of you. Both have the respect in place. Of course, an employer is a person who has taken responsibility, and many a times it's seen employer jo kaam deta hai wo galat kaam na bhi kare, agar koi baat hoti hai to zahir si baat hai blame usi pe aata hai ki yaar isi ne kuch kiya hai, isi ne mamla kharab kiya, ye humko nikalna chahta hai, simply because he is the employer and people do not see him with passion, or they do not what we would say is when there is an issue and the issue needs to be resolved, many a times the employer is at fault, and or he's seen with that sight that it is through him I have lost my position and my job. It was up to him to make a decision. But overall, whatever responsibilities have been assigned to the employee, that should be done correctly. But this does not mean the employer should, expound on his employee, should hit him, should sway him and belittle him in front of other employees. Ye bahut galat baat hai. This does not mean that the employer should speak anyhow to his employees just because he is the employer. Vice versa, agar employer kuch kehta hai ki bhai apne ye kaam karna hai, to adab ke saath sune aur koshish kare ki aap wo kaam kare. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has mentioned in regards to the times that we work, the hours that you are paid for, how active a person needs to be for the hours he has worked for his rozi to be halal. Allahu Akbar. So one needs to know his pace, his speed, and the amount of work he can do. And in this way, inshallah, azawajal, he would try his level best to avoid being, affecting his employer or doing the things contrary to his employer, the thing that he has been instructed to do. So vice versa, they are both sides of the coin. And subhanallah, if an employer shows shafqat and muhabbat even to his employees in terms of speaking good and kindly towards them, treating them gently with kindness, with mercifulness, then zahir se baat inshallah badle mein usse acha hi milna chahiye. And this is what has been seen all over the world, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are almost towards the end of today's program, inshallah. Let us see if we can take in and squeeze in one more call, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Naushad Attari from Sufi Nagar, Durban in South Africa. MashaAllah, as always, another beautiful topic on mercy. And as Muslims, we are taught about mercy from a young age generally. But I would like to know or ask that, is mercy only confined to humans, or should we as Muslims also extend mercy to animals as well? What does our deen teach us in this regard? Keep up the great work. Allah Azza wa Jal protect and bless all those who are actively working to uplift the deen, especially via our beautiful Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. Ya Sayyidi, I hope that you are in the best of health, MashaAllah. This was none other than our respected Hafiz Naushad Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, mashallah, who is a great Muballigh of Dawud Islami as well here in South Africa. And he has asked a very valid question, mashallah, something very important. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Hisham bin Zayd bin Anas mentioned that he went with his grandfather, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to the house of Hakam bin Ayyub. And when he went to the house of Hakam bin Ayyub with his grandfather, he says, we had seen that a hen and a pigeon was a pigeon and hen. They were tied, and some people that were there were testing their archery, you know, their skills in terms of firing arrows. And when Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu seen this, he said to them that the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be upon those who do this. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited this in Sahih al-Muslim. Even when Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by some youngsters, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he seen that they were practicing on some animals such as pigeons and other animals. And when they seen Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu coming, they all scattered. And then he said, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon those who have tortured and caused harm to these animals. And then he further added, he said, Rasul Pak sallam has cursed the one who makes a living being suffer in this dunya. Chai billi ho, kutta ho, koi bhi janwar ho. Allahu Akbar. This teaches us mercy. Jab hum insano ke saath acha suluk na kar sake, to hum phir janwaron ke saath kaise kar payenge? This is something to contemplate and consider, or to ponder upon, you know. Showing mercy to human beings is the first step. And from here we would understand that if a person is so merciful towards human beings, then what will be the level of his mercy towards animals as well? Here, just to mention an account of a great personality, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It has been mentioned in regards to, he was seen in the dream of a person, and somebody asked him, ma fa'ala Allahu bika? Ya Sayyidi, how did Allah treat you after your demise? Imam Ghazali, who has written many books, Ahya'ul Ulum as well, is a very famous book that he has authored. He's the author of many books. He has mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven me. He was asked in the dream as to what did you do in order to receive forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, once I was writing something and a mosquito came and sat on my pen and it began to drink my ink. And I allowed that mosquito to sit. I stopped writing my work that I was writing. And I allowed that mosquito to drink as much as it wanted to till it flew away. Considering this to also be a makhluk, also a creature from amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I did not kill it or chase it away. I allowed it to relax, be there and drink the ink of my pen till it went by itself. And this was one action that I have done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, due to which all my sins have been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Gentleness, merciful, having mercy, being kind, being compassionate. Look at the blessings of this, dear viewers. We would find this in the life of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed mercy to animals as well by freeing them, allowing them to go and feed their children milk and return back to the owner. Ek lambi kahani hai, lekin you would find this in the daftar of Imam Hazrat Sayyidina Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala and many other scholars. And you would find how animals would come to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complain about the owners as to how much of work they would make them do in their old age. Camels, horses, donkeys, so many animals, even insects and other creatures would come to the beloved Rasul-i-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complain about their problems. And Rasul-i-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even remove their problems. This is because he is merciful unto mankind. This teaches us that during Qurbani seasons as well, we should be very compassionate for what we do and how we do. Show some mercy in the work that you do in terms of making zabah, how people would skin and remove the skin of the animals while the animals still have life in it. Allahu Akbar, how they are treated. Many youngsters out there tortured dogs and cats, especially in the Indo Park. You know, you would see buffaloes and cows and they're walking on the streets, and how youngsters would walk past and give them a kick, suddenly hurt them, not giving them enough food to eat. So, har hal mein hame ye sochna chahiye ki we as human beings, how are we acting? Because this could be the reason for our destruction as well. So, if you see a cat or a dog, animal that's injured, if you can cause that to become better by assisting it and removing its difficulty, Allahu Akbar, this could be your source of salvation in this world and the hereafter. On the night of Mi'raj, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen a woman in paradise. And he asked Jibreel Amin that this woman was a great sinner in this dunya. How did she get paradise? It was said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that simply because in the world once she had given water to a thirsty dog for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercifulness, due to which Allah azza wa jal pardoned and forgiven all the sins of this bad woman. and she became a Jannati. So yeah, you have come to the end of today's program, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon us as well. Once again, as I sign off every other day with the statement of Da'awat Islami, which reminds us of our mission and maqsad in this movement of Da'awat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu, Allah.